Oh, sorry. Go on. Whoops.
Welcome to the Just Plain Filthy podcast. Maybe we'll say some shit like cunt and titties and bitch. Or maybe we won't. This is all precautionary. But I already said it, so fuck it.
Fuck around, find out.
So no head?
Welcome to the Just Plain Filthy podcast. I'm Casey Campbell.
I'm CJ Vegas.
And I'm Devin, a.k.a. Skeet Me at the Altar.
Oh, he's got him.
A.k.a. The Splooged, a.k.a. Radio Sanchez, a.k.a. 22 and a half years is not long enough for Derek Chauvin to be in jail. They should have just shot him in the skull.
Nice.
I'm done.
Have you done Skeet Ulrich yet?
No, but that's already somebody's name.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to be like, hi, my a.k.a. is just some guy's name.
I'm OJ the Juice Man.
Like, sorry, I'll think of a new a.k.a. right now. Hi, my a.k.a. Sars Ulrich. What do you want?
Oh, sorry, I'm just, you said Skeet, and I was like, like the guy who screamed Skeet Ulrich, and I was like, have you done that?
Sars Ulrich, the reason why the drums sounded so bad is because they're all covered in a blanket.
Yeah.
My bad.
We are back now.
Yeah, we're back. We took a bit of a break. We're back with the Ridge Tridge. What's up?
The Ridge Tridge.
Almost like about like 40 days without incident.
Yeah,
so
almost, yeah.
We about to destroy that.
We're
about to fuck up that whole thing.
We're gonna fuck it up probably in record time. Honestly.
Oh yeah.
We'll find out.
Full Voltron.
But it's been like a month since we had an episode. We had a loose idea the last episode, so it's going to be nice to have a good structured one coming into this.
A lot
of shit's been happening since we were gone. A lot of things with WWE, haven't really been paying attention to WWE.
Nope, never.
Devin's over here dying.
I had food. It's stuck in my throat. Keep going.
As of today, we found out there were more people released by the WWE.
Whack.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the list right now because I'm sure there's a lot more since I fucking looked at it. 1 hour ago, WWE releases. Here we go. Fandango!
Really?
Tyler Breeze.
Yeah. No!
Yeah.
The artist formerly known as Anthony Green has already been released.
God
Austin
damn
Gray, bye-bye.
Really?
Aria Daivari.
Well, to be expected.
Tony Nese.
Don't care.
And yeah. Ever-Rise. WWE also released their newest writer, Kenneth Mobley. Bye-bye to you, stemming from an ill-advised podcast appearance.
Speaking of writers, I've got something to say.
Speaking of ill-advised podcast appearances, I gotta go. Sorry.
What's up, Casey?
This is a thing that came out, like, yesterday or today.
No.
But one of WWE's writers was on a podcast. Is that the one that was released?
Yeah.
Maybe. What happened?
Talking about how she doesn't really know what's going on in the WWE. She didn't even know Bobby Lashley's name.
What?
Yeah, like
that might be this person. This is Kenneth. That sounds like a lady name.
Yeah, no, she's so. Talking about
dog. What?
Just out here talking about, like, yeah, I don't really know what's going on. I think the champion is Bobby Ashley, or is his name Lashley?
Robert Smashley.
This big black dude.
On
a podcast, talking about how she doesn't know what she's fucking talking about.
Looks like a bunch of Cocoa Pops glued together.
Not, like, through no fault of her own. Like, you just got a job. I'm sorry, but, like, WWE, if you're going to hire fucking writers, hire people that know what the fuck they're talking about.
I love this because it's like, how short-sighted can you be? You know what I mean? Like, how do you not know the name of the champion? How do you not know the name of somebody you could potentially
She writes on Raw!
Then how do you not know your champion's name? That should be, like, day one on the gate. Hi, you're working on Raw? Here's the champion's list.
If you're gonna write for a wrestling company,
at least know.
At least know wrestling!
Like, you don't need to know the names of moves. You just need to, like, know who the casting characters are.
Exactly!
Like, I don't know a moveset, but I know who these fucking people are.
I have not watched one episode of Riverdale. I would not take a job where I was writing for Riverdale.
That's true.
Oh, I know Jughead.
That's it. You know, yeah.
Archie.
You know, Jughead's hot.
Yeah, that's literally all I know.
And Jughead's hot.
Jughead's hot.
Like, real
shit.
Hot.
Like, so, Robert Ashley, when was it? What was it like the first time you hit a Hurricane Rana?
Shit, that'd be cool to see, though.
That would be really cool.
I don't think, I've never seen that.
There's rumors about him possibly facing Brock Lesnar soon.
Wouldn't be mad.
And I wouldn't be mad exactly because, like, it's a match that I've been waiting to happen.
This is a match that would have been cool in 2008.
Yeah, but, like, exactly. Bobby Lashley back then was not good. And
no, that's
and
true.
And Brock Lesnar was. But now Brock Lesnar's not really good, and Bobby Lashley is. So it would be the same dynamic. One
like
person's,
this,
like,
this match
safe
would have been cool back in, like, Lashley's heyday with Impact.
When Brock Lesnar first came back to WWE and Bobby Lashley was in Impact.
Like, yeah.
It was like that nice middle ground.
Walking Apocalypse type shit. Like, that would have been, okay, you know, I mean, TNA and Impact probably didn't have the money to get Lesnar, but if they did,
no,
that would have been...
Would have been fucking
They were both in their prime.
Yeah.
It would have been a hoss fight. I don't want to see two 40-year-old dudes beat each other up. I'm sorry, I don't know why the WWE is doing this thing where it's like, you're getting dream matches now. And it's like, that's great. Love me a dream match. But these are dream matches that would have been cool in like 2010.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I didn't get the one that I fucking wanted with like Sting and Undertaker.
No, which would have been
good.
The best cinematic
match
of all time.
I would have settled for it being nowadays when they're both kind of like on their way out. But
exactly.
Like,
it's like, do you want to tarnish what you could have gotten with what you get? Like Triple H versus Sting on paper should have been great, but that would have been great in like 2001.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then we got it in like 2014 and it was not good. And like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. It's
because Sting tail end of WCW was still fucking amazing.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I have that issue where I'm just like, I don't want to see Taker and Goldberg go at it because we saw what happened.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, you know, the rumor floating around right now is that Edge is going to come back and have a feud with Seth Rollins. It's like, I don't want to see that. It's on paper, that's great.
Yeah.
But like, This would have been a match that would have been cool in like 2015, and now I don't know. It's just
they're trying to get that Hogan Rock money again.
They're banking on like passing the torch matches now, and it's like, bro, Seth Rollins doesn't need a torch passed. Edge is probably gonna win because Vince McMahon and Edge are like so cute together. It's Pride Month after all. Sorry,
happy
Beth
Pride,
Phoenix.
Happy Pride, everybody.
Yeah. Happy
Pride
Month,
everybody.
What
you don't know won't probably put your husband inside of another man.
Yeah, it's true.
But you never
know. If it's me.
Oh, shit.
But you want that spot, don't you, Edge?
Oh. Yes, Daddy. Hey, can we talk about something real quick that's super shitty before we get into what we're actually going to talk about?
Yeah.
Why
not? It's so out of left field, and I was looking at Casey, and I was like, I need to bring this up. How do you, Casey, feel about Q-Force? Did you see that trailer?
No.
Have you seen anything from Q-Force?
No.
Okay. So, on break, when we go on break, I want somebody to remind me of this.
Okay.
When we go on break, I'm going to show you the trailer for Q-Force,
yes,
and I want to get your raw reaction from it, and then we can come back and talk about it.
Exactly.
But it is, I'll give you the elevator pitch right now, it is a show on Netflix coming out, and it's like a super spy, superhero type show, but have you seen the trailer?
But it's all drag queens?
No, but it's all people who are on like, part of the LGBT community. They're all different shades of gay.
Got it.
And
50 Shades of Gay.
Yes.
I love it.
And they're like a superhero secret spy team. And it's like the most pandery, shitty. Oh. I think there might be like two or three gay people in it. Everyone else is like clearly not
Everyone
gay.
Everyone else is just WWE's Rico.
Essentially. Like Seth Meyers is in it for some reason.
Seth Meyers isn't gay.
Like, don't know why.
I don't know, maybe.
But like, yeah, there's some people. You'll see it. I'm going to show you the trailer later, and you're going to be like, you're going to have a Casey moment. You're going to be like, what the fuck is
this? Seth Meyers is a scrawny dude from New Hampshire. He's probably gay.
I mean, he married Stefano.
That is true.
I didn't know who Stefano was.
But it's like super offensive. And the worst part about it is, I guess the creator is a gay person. The creator and head writer is a gay. And I put that in air quotes because now I don't trust it. Now I don't know if this is real or not. And it is like It's egregious. You're gonna fucking hate it, and I can't wait.
Egregious and killer.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back from break, but that sounds truly
terrible. I just needed to get that out there. This is the prelude, so when we finally get to it after break, the fans are gonna be like, well, I wonder what Casey's gonna think. And it's not going to be good. I can't wait. All right, carry on. Sorry.
Okay. Second little bit of news is Ruby Riott, a.k.a. Heidi Lovelace.
Yes!
Yay!
Got her name changed, essentially. I don't know if this is, like, legit. It's, like, notarized and all this stuff. If it's letting me something that she's going with. Or if it's just, like, a Instagram thing for the moment because they don't have anything at the moment.
She got blessed.
But, by the goat. She went online and she said, I would like to keep the name Ruby, if possible. She said during the podcast with CBR.com. She says, it feels like it fits me. Ruby came from Ruby Soho, and so I'd like to keep that very dear to my heart. Lars Fredrickson found out about it and said, okay, well, that was going to be one of my suggestions. Why not just do Ruby Soho? I got a couple guys I know that can clear music for you. Ruby responded, stop. You can't say that to me and not have me lose my mind right now. To which Fredrickson said, well, I swear to God, I can get on a group text right now and get you cleared in about 10 minutes.
Nice. I'm saying she was blessed by one of the goats.
Yeah, one of the best in like modern punk rock or like even 90s, 80s punk rock.
And this is great because that is a great band. Yes. That is a great tune. And this gets Ruby Riott inches closer to CM Punk because one of CM Punk's best friends happens to be
Lars Fredrickson.
Correct.
Yeah.
So that means really CM Punk return confirmed.
Because that song would work so good as an entrance theme.
It really would.
And then also the fact that she's like a real like legit punk rocker, like her whole vibe, her whole lifestyle, everything is very much that. So that like helps embody it.
Yeah.
It kind of helps create the character. And then also people who are fans of like Rancid and stuff are going to look that up or get word of it, and like, she's going to have a bigger fan base.
Honestly, I honestly think that like if you put up the Venn diagram of wrestling and Rancid fans, it was as close to a circle as it can be. I've never really met a Rancid fan who didn't have some sort of casual enjoyment of wrestling.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It would almost be a circle. It's like, you know, the Venn diagram of like JPF and ass eating is a circle.
100%.
And it's all a bit on the strength of me and me alone.
JPF ass eating.
Handshake emoji.
Lastly, Ring of Honor announced a couple matches for their Best in the World.
Yes! Go on.
I am very excited for this because this is the first event since pandemic that they're going to have with actual crowd.
Yes!
They haven't had any piped in crowd noise. They haven't had any like students or anything on the outside. It's just been the camera crew ringside, camera crew by the entrances,
and
the commentators. And sometimes commentators aren't even there. So, Best in the World, what's been announced so far is Josh the Goods Woods facing off against Silas Young, his former tag team partner.
Nice.
You got Dragon Lee facing off against the TV champion, Tony Deppen.
Which is, on paper, probably going to be great.
Probably going to be the match of the night, honestly. Two workhorses.
Yeah.
EC3 faces off against Flip Gordon.
Ooh.
EC3 better win off the strength of, like, fuck Flip Gordon forever. But.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I bought merch off that dude.
And now look at him. A weirdo. So,
weirdo.
So let's go EC3.
And the last one that's been announced, I don't know if anything else has been announced. Nothing has been updated up until this point. But Jay Lethal goes one-on-one with Brody King.
God damn.
That alone is going to be such a good event just from those matches alone. But you got to think, this is probably going to be the pure title. So Jonathan...
Taylor Thomas?
No. Jonathan Gresham is probably going to defend his pure championship against
somebody. Right. For sure.
And then you're probably going to get Roosh. Doing the world title against somebody.
Sexy Roosh thing.
As long as it's not Roosh versus fucking PCO again, I'll be okay.
Come on, bro. PCO, bro.
The books, hearing about it,
you ain't human, bro.
But watching it, that was a train wreck of a fucking match.
PCO's like 60 years old, bro. PCO's not human, bro.
Get out of here.
Come on, bro. PCO, come on. You see me with
Ring
the face
of Honor is gonna be good. I'm very excited for Slammiversary, but we have a little bit longer to wait for Slammiversary.
Sure.
So I'm thinking next episode we can kind of run down the card, place bets, place our predictions.
Place bets.
Place bets. I don't have enough we're money gambling for
that.
Now.
We're gonna gamble Casey away to some sort of crime syndicate.
It sounds like I'm gonna get sex trafficked. Please go.
No, Jake something won. Casey, say goodbye to your parents.
Oh no!
Ah, shit!
Come on, bro, we're shipping you out. But, come on, brother, we're getting out of here.
Where am I going? That's... Taiwan?
No, because it's not. Come on, John Cena said that's not even a country. You're not going to a place that ain't real,
fucking
Casey. Come on.
Land.
Yeah, come on.
Can't see John Cena? John, you can't even see Taiwan.
The only way to get to Taiwan is if you sing the special song.
See?
Imagine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, we're ragging on your best friend, John Cena.
Imagine.
You guys follow each other on Twitter, right?
Yeah. He follows me on Twitter, literally.
Yeah, well.
Along with Anthony Green.
I wonder how that happened. Do you think he digs like your shit? Like.
I can hope so. But.
John Cena respects good rap music.
And not Taiwan.
You know, John Cena doesn't have a problem with seeing other, like, Asian countries.
But I just want to say, like, the hypothetical theme for this episode is going to say rap music greater than sign Taiwan.
No,
I said it's not the episode's name.
Come on.
Yeah, but you said it on air. I gotta do it.
Days Without Incident, Casey, where are we at?
Zero.
Yeah.
We were at, like, 35.
Yeah, well...
But, yeah.
Rest in piss.
I told you I was going to do this in record time.
Yeah. And it only took you 16 minutes.
Yeah.
Good for you, Bubba.
So, fuck it. Let's get on to the questions here.
Yeah.
We have a couple questions. A lot of them are WWE, and if we've kind of already brushed up, I'll just, like, acknowledge them.
Yeah, that's cool, brother.
Like, fuck it. We already answered it. Benji asks, is Deathcore supposed to be muddy, or is it just bad mixing? I think a lot of the time it's bad mixing.
That is a good, yeah. Cool. You're not seeing. What's like high quality deathcore?
I mean, say mid to late 2000s, like the big guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like when you had Whitechapel's This Is Exile.
Sure. Yeah.
That was really good. Or the first, first non-demo album by Suicide Silence.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think it, well, deathcore boils
down. As Blood Runs Black.
It really boils down to like. There was, like, strangely enough, there was, like, a weird amount of label and industry support behind, like, Whitechapel and Suicide Silence at the beginning. That might explain why it... Why they shined it up a little bit.
Yeah, they got the connections to go to a better studios
exactly.
and stuff.
Exactly, but, like, come on, how many deathcore bands do we know that just... Yeah, bro, we just recorded this in a basement somewhere, bro. The acoustics were crazy.
That's a lot of it.
That's like every deathcore band
I've
ever met. It's like, yeah, bro, we just had the one microphone that did all the instruments live at once.
Well, Vince Russo, you know a lot about deathcore.
Yeah, bro, you know.
Suicide Silence, bro.
You know, sometimes I stick the microphone in my butt. You know, what can I do?
Phil Bozeman's like my brother, you know?
You know, all right, Peter Mitch Lucca, but I'm built different. I want to survive.
What would you say, Casey?
I think deathcore is a very technical genre, and like your mix is muddy
sometimes.
As fuck. Like sometimes, I mean,
it's
mostly you gotta
just
have
breakdowns.
Those fucking harmonics, dogs.
Yeah, if you do it right,
that should be the name of the episode. Deathcore is a technical genre.
It is technically a genre.
Technically,
but no. A lot of these bands sometimes there's a lot of work that goes into guitar and shit, and if you can't hear the work that they're putting in the mix. Then it's probably not a good mix, and it's probably not a good song. So you really need to be able to hear how crafted the song is.
If both of your guitars sound like the same guitar,
you're doing something wrong.
It's so, like one guitar is like dun 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 dun, and then the other one's like digga digga digga, and then it's just not digga 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 digga. It's like fuck you, dude.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Do
something, and also it's like a lot of deathcore. They're just playing like the same scales. It's a lot of it's just the same riff.
Yeah.
That's why when you find that one band that's different, it's like. Mind-blowing. You're like, I'm going to play this till I'm fucking sick of it.
I would say it's a bit... Are you good?
Yeah. I was just making deathcore sounds.
Like, I would say that it's a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Yeah, exactly.
column A, column C, column A again, a little bit of column B.
Call them whatever the fuck they want. Your song is mixed like shit.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way.
Call me if you get lost. Alright.
Call me maybe.
Exactly. We're about, boom. 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, six, you see, we...
We brought it back to rap and being gay.
Yeah.
We did it again, boys.
It's 10 degrees of separation of Lil Nas X.
Sure, that's fair.
Second question. Ryan asks, thoughts on Janella trolling Drake Younger at the Seminole County Hall meeting?
I didn't see this, so I...
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
So, okay. to give the brief rundown, so we don't have weird low audio on recording here. That's partially why I didn't bring up the Q-Force trailer in the middle of recording. It wouldn't be right. But it wouldn't be right, and also it would probably just sound like shit. But, so Drake Younger...
Mm-hmm.
Ex-referee for the E there. Former man with a brain. Now QAnon stooge.
Oh, this guy.
This guy.
Fuck this guy.
He was at like a town hall doing QAnon shit, and then Joey Janela showed up in like a hat and some glasses.
In like a plaid shirt and everything. And he's
looking like one of the tribe there. Looking like somebody that would be at this fucking town hall.
Started to yell during somebody's whole speech about like wearing masks and stuff, and
he
was
incredibly
just like,
disrespectful.
I can't breathe without no fucking mask on in the back, and they're like, "Can you please? This is your first warning. Yeah, another warning.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to take you out of this." And then he starts, going off again. They kicked him out of the town hall meeting, but not before he gets a picture right beside Drake Younger, and they're both smiling.
Yep.
And then he leaves, and then he talks about, I went to Universal Studios, and I saw what looked to be an 8-year-old child wearing a mask, and their parents had him on a leash, and then the video just cuts out. He's trolling everybody.
Oh,
then he put out for 24 hours.
Yeah.
He put out a shirt that just has him with his plaid shirt, the glasses, and the hat, and says, I'm just frustrated.
That's amazing.
And I fully support that, because Joey Janela is a scumbag, but he's also a man with a brain.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
And I respect as somebody who likes to troll, I respect the game. I respect Joey's hustle.
Exactly.
And, oh, sorry, Joe Janela. And
yeah.
I respect it. And fuck Drake Younger. And also, fuck QAnon. They should be called PAnon, because that pussy anonymous, you ain't never getting anything.
Yeah, we don't normally get political on this podcast, but QAnon is fake. It's been proven fake. There's a whole documentary about how it's fucking fake as fuck. And the guy that made it up said that he made it up on the documentary.
And also, that's a stupid letter.
Exactly.
It also had something to do with Joey Janela, so it kind of worked out.
Yeah,
but it did work out. It should be called J-Anon, because Joey Janela's fucking sick. And he can strike from anywhere. He's anonymous.
I don't know if y'all will be able to really do much, but feel free to toss any names out there that you do enjoy.
Asketios.
Ryan also asks, who are your top five independents currently?
Oh,
like, wrestlers.
Are you getting nothing from me?
We got Danhausen, Effie.
Oh, yeah, them two.
Fucking...
Effie is God.
Fucking
CM
Punk.
Well,
every indie guy that I fucking like is now in a major wrestling promotion. So
or,
really...
or a sex pest. Or some sort of outed predator.
That's true.
We're not allowed to like anybody on the indies anymore.
Yeah, we can't do anything.
I liked Danhausen when he got his big bag of money, and now I like Danhausen when he's trying to get the Money in the Bank contract. So, Danhausen, Effie, because Effie's just great.
Yes.
Only motherfucker I've seen wrestle in fishnets.
I'm trying to think if there's any more.
With a booty that won't stop.
Oh, no. Booty don't quit.
I can't really think. I'm not indie-minded, so I'm just going to... I mean, if
Devin catches the shows with me sometimes.
Yeah.
Is John Cena under contract?
He's coming back. He said it on night.
Two of my favorite indie wrestlers, probably Okada and CM Punk. Done.
Yeah, there we go.
Along with Danhausen and Effie.
For me, AJ Gray from GCW.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of Nick Gage.
Yes.
Oh, well...
Nick Gage.
Yeah, but it's...
I did it for the fucking money!
Yeah.
MDK, bitch!
Effie, we already talked about Effie. I like Eli Everfly and his wife, Delilah Doom, their tag team, Doomfly.
Matt Cardona.
Matt Cardona.
I mean, technically, not under contract with Impact, he's not under contract with AEW, and he's doing GCW.
He's an independent contractor, so.
Technically.
And,
he is an indie wrestler.
Atticus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
A good one.
See, once you start throwing the names at me, I'm like, oh, I know this guy.
And,
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I want to throw one out there that doesn't usually get respect.
Brittany Wonder.
So, Brittany Wonder, yeah.
I'm going to throw one
she's
out there.
Doing, that... She's doing shows again.
So. Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm going to throw somebody out there who doesn't get enough respect. Roman Reigns. My tweet after Renee Young had her baby. So, John Moxley
well,
and Renee.
That kind of brings me to the next one
and
I wanted to say.
And Renee's baby has been out in the world for less than a day, and it hasn't acknowledged Roman Reigns as head of the table. It's pretty disrespectful.
You have to acknowledge the big dog.
You have to acknowledge the big dog the
but
second
Roman
you
Reigns
leave
brings
the
room. Me to my last one. I would say Jacob Fatu.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's part of the dynasty.
Like,
yeah.
He gets respect. I was thinking of somebody else, but as soon as you said Roman Reigns, I was like, nope, top five, gonna be fucking Jacob Fatu.
For sure. Another
dude,
one of the dynasty.
Insanely good.
John Cena versus Roman Reigns. If John Cena loses, he has to acknowledge Taiwan.
God damn it.
Acknowledge Taiwan as the head of the table.
Taylor Chadwick goes on to say, he praises me. He goes, first I want to say that your sneak peek of animals slept.
Put yourself over.
That was part of the comment. Also, do you think Drew Gulak is going back to NXT while Karrion Kross goes up to the main roster?
Oh, fuck. Mm. I haven't seen much from Gulak lately.
I hope so, just for the fact that I only watch NXT, so I'll see more of Drew Gulak and less of Karrion Kross.
Yeah.
Not a Killer Kross guy?
I fucking hate Karrion Kross. Entrance is bland as shit, his style is super unsafe, and he sucks on the mic.
The best part, well, obviously the best part of his whole presentation is Scarlett anyway.
Yeah. But I don't like when she enters and she has the lip sync.
This is so
like the lip syncing to it is so corny.
It is corny. But that's wrestling though. Wrestling inherently is very corny. Mm-hmm. It's very circusy anyway.
Exactly. Not cornet.
Not corny. Not that kind of corny. We're talking like fun corny.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not like shitty, yucky, poo-poo, cucka corny like Jim Cornette. But
Jim Cornette.
You can't spell cucka without cuck.
Saying.
That might be the name of
I like Drew Gulak. But I don't mind Killer Kross. I liked him better when he wasn't in the WWE, but I don't mind him now. I just, you know.
And
he's just like whatever to me.
Patrick Reynolds says, do you think they will book Lesnar versus Lashley at SummerSlam?
They gotta. If not at SummerSlam, maybe like
Survivor
Mania.
Survivor Series Mania, probably.
To me, that
should be a big four.
That reeks of Mania to me. It's SummerSlam or Mania. Mm-hmm. Survivor Series isn't even a good show anymore.
Yeah. Survivor Series used to be my favorite thing of the year.
Hell in a Cell was this weekend, and Hell in a Cell, or last weekend,
it's
or whatever.
It's supposed to be October.
Yeah, they moved it up, and that's like...
Last year it was supposed to be on the day after my birthday.
And then
they were like, nah, fine.
Now they're sticking in the middle of June?
Yeah, so, Hell in a Cell, man, that's such a forgettable... That was my favorite show. It's that or TLC. Those are my favorite gimmick pay-per-views. And now I just don't care. Like, they had... the big dog head of the table, Roman, he had his Hell in a Cell match with Rey Mysterio on SmackDown, the go-home show before the pay-per-view. Why?
SummerSlam is going to be Bobby Lashley versus his untied shoes.
It's going to be Bobby Lashley versus fucking Scooby-Doo, because that's what we do now.
Yeah, right. It's going to be Bobby Lashley versus the zombies from that weird match that had zombies in it that beat the Miz.
It's a little tangent here, because we're going on break soon, but you said Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo's new movie featuring
Courage
the Cowardly
Dog.
Yeah, dog.
Fucking take my money.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't care
about anything Scooby-Doo for like 15 years.
That's kind of, that's gonna fuck.
But I'm so excited for this.
That's gonna fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So,
that's fun. We like that. We love to see it.
Yeah, so we got a good amount
Those
of questions, out of the way and some good news out of the way. So
and some banter.
And a lot of first-time askers. Thank you.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I put it on Instagram. We got some people from Instagram. And then I got some other stuff from Facebook. And I think
Instagram!
I might have got one from Space Hey. I don't remember.
Whoa.
I still kind of use that from time to time.
Instagram.
But with that, our boy is at Achery. I still don't know how you spell
Achery.
That. But Achery. I think that's how they said it.
Can I see?
Achery.
Maybe I can pronounce it.
A furry.
It's a furry? Stop that. It looks like it's either Achery or Achery.
I'm going to say Achery because I feel like that's more...
Haberdashery.
Okay. Haberdashery, that's your name now.
Tomfoolery.
But our homies in Achery just recently put out a new song. And Tuesday they put out the song being featured on Slam Worldwide.
Bang.
Nice. So it's getting some traction now.
We love to see it.
Told them that we'd put it on the show and then we'd add it to the bands that slap. So I'm going to... give it a go. Here's Akari with their new song, Misery Shrine. And that was Akari with Misery Shrine.
Yeah.
I almost said slime, but
almost.
I stopped myself.
Now, before we got really into like questions and stuff, I was like, I'm going to show Casey Campbell the Q-Force trailer. And by the way,
awful.
Slight correction, it's not Seth Meyers, it's Sean Hayes, who is in fact a gay. So, but there are still people in this show that are not gay voicing the gays, and that is weird to me. So, Casey Campbell, you were visibly disgusted. How do you feel about Q-Force?
I don't like it.
This is 20 minutes right here.
I can't, like, it's just so forced and full of stereotypes. And I understand that we should wait till a product is released before we critique it. But
no,
after watching that trailer, there was a character that popped up in the trailer almost immediately.
That looked just like you.
That looked just like me. And he was a stereotype, and it rubbed me completely the wrong way because I've spent my entire life trying to not be a stereotype.
Talk to him!
And
a
yet,
monotype.
Here he is.
They can't
in
keep
all
up.
Of his fucking flaming glory. His name is Twink, and it's the most obnoxious. It's like the 90s regurgitated a gay character. It was a character of a character.
Yeah.
Like, a caricature of a gay person, and it had, like, it doesn't seem like it was written in this decade.
For sure.
I don't understand, because I love Sean Hayes. I loved Will and Grace back in the day. It was one of my favorite sitcoms when I was a kid.
I don't even know if Sean Hayes is voicing this character or not, but...
He's not voicing this character, but he's heavily involved. He's one of the creators of the show.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Based on a true twink.
So...
Damn.
Like...
True twink.
And
true
that was...
twink.
That, sorry. I mean, that show had a lot... It's like... late 90s, early 2000s, but it had a lot to do about, like, smashing stereotypes. Like, the character of Will in that show was one of the least stereotypical gay characters.
Yeah, he was just like a gay dude.
In media.
He was just chilling. He was just Jack.
As opposed to Sean Hayes' character, which was the more, you know...
Oh, yeah, very much.
Yeah, stereotypical character. But, like, this seems like it came from an entirely different decade. It seems very pandering. It seems very...
yucky, right?
Yeah, and they mention that in the trailer.
They're like, don't pander to the gays.
Don't pander to the gays, they can smell it. But the whole thing is filled with jokes and stereotypes. And they're not even in jokes. Like,
they're not even good jokes.
The one in joke is the character's name, which is Twink. And
yeah. This is going to be like a show that has 20 seasons, but no one knows any jokes.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to... This is honestly going to be like Friends. Like, it's going to have too many seasons, and no one's going to remember a fucking thing about it. Besides the fact that it was on for 20 seasons.
I just don't get
it. Yeah, I can't think of any jokes off of Friends.
Bingo. Besides, like, there's only one thing I can think of, and it's We Were on a Break. And I don't even know the context, because Friends is a bad show.
I vehemently disagree.
Well, that's too bad. I'm
the
right.
The only people that shit-talk Friends are people that ain't never had one, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, looks like we're leaving.
Yep. Me and TJ are going to start...
Have fun with this podcast by yourself.
I mean, could you guys be any more wrong?
TJ and I are going to go start our own podcast.
Did you not see the last video we did? We have opinions on movies.
Yeah, bub.
And cinema.
Yeah, bub.
We know what's good.
True.
When did, you know, me and TJ are going to start our own podcast with Blackjack and Hookers.
You know, I wasn't invited to that video shoot, guys.
Huh? What?
I wasn't invited to that video shoot, guys.
No, you weren't.
Because we already had the monster.
We already had the... What are we going to do? Have a second... Another villainous monster? We could have used your bloat mask, bro. Bro, modeled after your face, bro. Yeah, bro. Put the mask
Devin
on
opens up the fridge. Casey's in the fridge.
Hey!
Close the door. I'm behind the fridge door. I'm like, I'm here too, guys.
I'm in the fridge holding two bottles of piss.
That may or may not be real bottles of piss.
Yeah, one of them is a real bottle of piss.
All right.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, cool. All right. Why you bring up the past for?
Why you bring up old shit?
It's like I'm talking to an ex. Why you keep bringing up old shit, dude?
That's wide under the bridge, bro. Whatever.
It's piss under the bridge.
Come on, bro. That's wide under the bridge, bro. Why you gotta keep bringing up old shit, bro? You act like I fucking ran over your family or something, bro. Just a bottle of piss. Come on. Why, you never taken a sip before? You never been thirsty?
Just a little swish.
My piss.
Come on, bro. You never drank some pee before, bro?
So, on a completely other... side of things.
247.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about that, then we're still on the topic of animation.
Sure.
So, earlier this week, I watched the newer Pixar movie that came out called Luca.
That's a good segue.
And it was very, very good. And I was thinking, I'm not going to put this in my list because it's so new and I want other people to see it first. I also don't know where it ranks because I didn't have enough time to really digest it all.
Right.
But I was like, damn, this might be one of my favorite animated movies. And then I started thinking about it, and I said, what would be my top 5 animated movies?
Right.
But instead of compiling the list and like doing something right then and there, like typing it up, I decided, hey, if we're all going to be in the same place at the same time doing the podcast,
yeah,
let's fucking make it a topic.
I'm about it.
Yeah, because I've been watching a lot of Watcher. And I'm getting into these lists. And
sure.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
You big fan of Watch Mojo, TJ?
No. Looper? Sometimes.
WatchMojo.com. Top 10. Sorry.
Ways that my parents disappointed me.
Number 10. They never hugged me. Sorry.
Number 9. Divorce.
Oh, this is real.
We're going into the deep waters now.
The holes in the wall.
Oh, no. Negative 2.
So, yeah, I'm not going to add Luca. But overall, this isn't straight up like Disney movies, and this isn't straight up like Pixar and DreamWorks. This is animated movies
across the board. Oh, I got this shit in the bag. All right, copy.
So, who wants to go first for their number five?
I guess I would. No.
You're the one in the chair.
So we'll go Casey, me, Devin, and
sure.
Like that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Number five for me will be Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
What a banger!
Oh, such a good movie. I haven't seen it.
What's the premise for that one? Where is it set in?
There's a mask and it's a phantasm.
It's Batman. Like mobsters start dying, and it's like basically this Grim Reaper looking motherfucker. And Batman has to solve a mystery, and he keeps getting framed for these murders.
He's like, bro, stop framing me, bro.
It's one of the best animated movies ever made.
It got poo-pooed on when it first came out.
Is it only Netflix or something like that?
It should be on HBO Max.
Okay. I haven't dove too far into HBO Max, so I don't really know what's on there.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking...
I just know, like, Justice League was on there.
Yeah.
And then Godzilla stuff. And that's Mortal Kombat. That's all I know it's on there.
It ties into the larger 90s DC animated universe, but it's pretty self-contained. You don't really need any...
Yeah, you can just watch it and it just is what it
is. Yeah.
See? Okay, cool.
What about you, Bob?
Number five for me, I'm sure everybody here is familiar with it. I don't think it's on anybody's list, though.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Number five is Ponyo.
Oh, Ponyo's a classic, though.
It's Little Mermaid done right.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think that's accurate as fuck.
I mean, if they were to done Little Mermaid, like the Hans version.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's really dark. I wouldn't say that, but if we're going the Goody Two Shoes version, Ponyo is Little Mermaid done right. Like, yeah. In the movie, feel good, and then you have the little bit of, like, sorrow in there. The good climactic ending where it's like, this is such a good movie, and then the animation's good. The food looks incredible.
Well, that's every...
Let's do a Ghibli movie with food. Yeah. Like, I mean, I was like, fuck, I want ham.
Yeah, I want some ham, bro.
Ponyo loves ham!
Yeah, bro, give me the ham.
That almost sounds like Elmo, though.
Yeah, bro. Ham.
And, so yeah, number five for me is Ponyo.
Ponyo.
What is your number five, Devin?
A Bug's Life. Let's fucking go.
I hear nobody like ever talk about that movie.
Bug's Life is it bangs.
I don't remember much about it. Think but I Finn, say the fat first
caterpillar
time...
has to suck in its gut so it can fall down the crack at the end. Yeah. Come on, bro.
I don't mean to hijack this from you, but
turns
the
into
first
a fat butterfly.
The first time that I ever went to like Universal Studios and like Disneyland and stuff like that when I was a child. Was around when Bug's Life came out.
Bug's Life bang.
And they had a whole Bug's Life, like, exhibit area where the blades of grass were, like, three times as tall as you.
I'm saying!
And I was walking around that as, like, a 4 or 5-year-old.
And you felt
like
a bug.
I was like, yo, this is tight.
Yeah, so Bug's Life, it bangs. I think Danny
Bug's
DeVito
Life.
Was in it as the ladybug.
Yeah, he was.
Ladybug named Frank.
Love to see
Come
it.
Come on.
We love to see it.
Yeah.
That'll bring me to my number four.
Number four?
My number four is going to be fucking Toy Story. Because
First one,
yes.
Banger.
100% banger. It was the first movie I saw that had 3D animation.
Was that before or after Tim Allen got arrested for smuggling coke?
It was after.
Okay.
That was in 77.
Oh, okay.
That was after he snitched?
Okay. Yeah, that was after he snitched and became a fucking crazy person. Last Man Standing sucks.
I think the first
Toy Story
is like my second favorite Toy Story.
Toy Story kind of bangs, yeah.
Because the third one is like perfect.
That's on my list.
And then
sure.
It would be the first
Definitely.
One.
Yeah.
And then it would be the newest one. And then it would be two.
I never saw the new one. I don't want
the new one's great. Forky is one of my favorite characters.
I don't need to see it. I got what I wanted. I got my ending.
Trash?
You're trash.
Same.
Just like me.
Trash.
Sounds like me.
Four for me is the only superhero movie on this list for me. Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, classic.
Oh, yeah.
A banger.
I have nothing bad to say about that movie.
Spider-Man
movies, I think it's my favorite Spider-Man movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
The soundtrack was good. The animation, the storyboard with it, like starting out at like 16 frames per second,
and then...
ending at 32. So it's like more cohesive the more he finds himself.
I like that.
Like,
perfect.
Brilliant.
Goddamn.
And Miles Morales is a great Spider-Man.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for the moment that they do Spider-Man 2099.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Miguel O'Hara
is
one of my favorites.
Fantastic.
And I can't wait.
The fuck to be voiced by Oscar Isaac, which is great. Give me
Moon Knight.
The Guatemalan Spider-Man. Let me have it. Number four for me. Now this is coming out of nowhere. This
is another hot take?
Is my
another like deep cut?
Treasure Planet.
Yo.
Treasure
Fuck, dude, yo. I forgot all about Treasure Planet.
Yo.
Is that...
am I thinking of the right... Is it, like, the guy with, like, the sideswipe bangs and, like, the giant coke bottle?
No, that's stuff? Something else. Treasure
no, that's Atlantis.
That's Atlantis. That's also on my list, but...
Damn it.
Treasure Planet fucks.
Fuck's
so.
Amazing.
Take... Small fuck.
Casey's got a fucking fake mask chin.
That's literally just their own chin.
Yeah.
Somehow. Yeah, bro, let me wear my own face, bro.
When I send pictures with it on, it looks like my face is just fucked up. It's great.
Yeah, bro.
You're also, like, really pale, too, so it, like, works with it.
Yeah, somebody just can't do it. I got bit by a couple rattlesnakes, bro. My skin just turned
It's like, yeah, like, punched in the jaw, so it was, like, starts with a
real
slow,
hard that
it's,
it
like,
split
like,
all the way down my fucking chin, like.
I got hit with a baseball, bro.
I got hit
bro,
with a baseball,
come on,
bro.
Come on. It's not even a big deal, bro.
Number three, Casey.
Number three for me is going to be Monsters, Inc. Love Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we, have the same, a, if, we have, if we happen to have any of the same ones going forward for this one,
it's
going to
be Monsters, Inc., yeah.
Did you watch the Monsters University?
I did watch Monsters University. I did like it, but I just didn't like it as much as the original.
For sure. Yo, you dropped
your
chin!
Oh, my chin!
Hey, yo! This motherfucker dropping his chin! Bam!
This motherfucker eating bean!
This motherfucker dropping their chin on the floor! Bam! Pick your jaw up!
The first one's good, though.
Talk to him!
The first one's really good. It's probably my favorite out of it. They announced a new series with...
Did they?
Yeah, an animated series on
Stop
Disney+.
Stop dropping your chin! It's by your ankle.
Fuck it, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm done with my chin, bro.
It's a Disney Plus series. It's got John Goodman, Billy Crystal.
Oh, they're bringing him back.
Yeah.
Banging.
It's gonna be dope as fuck.
Drops their chin, puts on a black bandana.
Banging
on the streets.
Are we about to get jumped in?
No.
That wouldn't work. We're about to get swept.
You
We're
never
about to
officially
get...
got initiated to Just Plain Filthy.
What?
Over four years later, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Nah, y'all better not touch me, boy. I might get it going.
Oh, fuck.
Now we're on number threes, yeah. So
number three for me, some might not consider this an animated movie because it's not animated through and through.
Mm-hmm.
There's parts of it. The first 15 minutes of it are not animated. I think the last, 10 minutes aren't animated.
Okay.
But it's possibly my favorite movie from the 90s, animated-wise, and it's James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, now we're going.
I didn't even fucking think of that.
James and Giant Peach was really good because I always wanted to just up and leave family whenever shit got real shitty, and I was just I'd watch that movie in my room on VHS the giant fucking plastic box things that they came in the snaps. I'd throw that into the VHS and I'd just watch that over and over again. I'm like, if I can just fucking leave you guys on this giant piece of fruit and just hang out with bugs, that'd be tight.
What a banger of a flick, huh?
Oh, such a.
And it's as weird as it is, I kind of had a thing for the French spider chick. I was
Didn't?
Yo.
Who didn't though?
I was yo. All
right.
Number three.
My story, number three is not even a deep cut. I know. Hey, Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3, duh.
Toy Story 3 is my favorite Toy Story, also known as Cry Like a Baby 3.
Yeah.
Because that shit happened.
That's the last one. And it ends it perfectly for it to be the last one.
It is the last one for me, but yes.
But then they do the next one. And the next one still works as
an
ending.
I can't. I'm sorry. I got the ending I wanted because it was Andy's journey with the toys is over. And when that movie came out, I was a full-grown man, and I was not playing with toys
anymore. I didn't want to see the last one, but I saw it because Tawny wanted to see the last one.
I'm happy with
it. So I went there, and I was like, well, this is a good movie.
Yeah,
I mean, I wish it would have ended when I thought it ended.
I just can't put myself through that emotional trauma again. I can't have the emotional outburst that I had at the end of Toy Story 3 and then watch another one and be like, yes, the third one didn't happen. It's like, I can't, my body won't let me do that, so.
I mean, it doesn't retcon anything, so.
That's not the point. The point is, it was a definitive ending and they just did the fourth one for the money, and you can tell. And also, it was well after Tim Allen was out.
I mean, just watch it with your pants off, and you can watch it with your kids.
bro, come on. I told you that in confidence.
How did I go through a whole pandemic and get funnier? Wow.
And all I did was make TikToks.
And know what's crazy is when we're finally allowed to go back on stage, it's all going to go away for them.
Oh!
I just got sadder. But yeah, that was my... Toy Story 3 is coming in hot at number 3.
Yeah.
What's your number two there, Thruther?
Number two for me is going to be Spirited Away.
Fuck!
Okay, so we both again, have a funny movie in
the remix. Studio Ghibli and Food, No Face, namesake of one of my favorite bands. Seen Kids X-Men love
them. When they were all pigs.
Yeah.
The Seen Kids love that movie.
Yeah.
Piggy Mom, Piggy Dad, Run for the Monster That Wants to Eat Everything. Good movie.
Y'all ain't ready for my two. Y'all ain't ready for this shit.
And my number two, if you listen to our last episode where we made lists, I think we talked about comedy last episode.
Yes.
And this happened to be my number one on the comedy. It's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Damn.
A banger.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
There's a leak in the boat.
Is my my go-to movie all the time. I can start it and then not be in the fucking room.
Yeah.
And just say the words and know exactly where everything is.
There is some of the best gags in that franchise. There's a leak in the boat! And then it's just like a green onion in a boat.
And the
I'm
second
like, I love
one
that
is
shit.
Just as good.
That's what
the
I heard.
The second one's really good. But I like the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
This is my son, Cal! I love him so much! He is my only son!
Mm-hmm.
And then, get back in there, Tia. And it comes right back into his eye. Yeah.
Shit like that bangs.
It's so good. I didn't know if I wanted to do the first one or the second one because they're both like kind of even par for me.
Yeah.
But I did this one, the last one, and I was like, fuck it.
Well,
we already know how important it is to me. So,
number two, Chance of Meatballs is a banger. Another deep cut. This one, I know. This one's coming through. It is, I don't know if anyone heard of this movie when it came out, Nine.
Nine,
that movie? Where it was like that weird post-apocalyptic...
Like Tim Burton-ish.
Tim Burton-y kind of thing, where it was like that Sackboy type puppet going through the post-apocalypse.
Yeah.
Nine bangs. And that movie is bonkers. It was like a Tim Burton-esque movie. I don't even know if Tim Burton might have just fucking done it for all we know, but that movie banged. It had a Coheed song in it. It had Welcome Home in the soundtrack.
Oh,
yeah.
So that movie fucks. And I highly recommend it. The lighting is really good in that movie. It's animated really well. That shit came out in like 2008. I was still in high school when that movie came out.
I've seen like the poster for it, but I never
really
dove into
that
it
movie,
to see what it was about.
That movie fucks. I want that movie on Blu-ray so goddamn it.
Bam,
bam,
bam.
So
nice.
It's called Nine.
Good
nah,
shit.
It's just Nine.
Is it like written out or just the number Nine?
It's just literally written as the number Nine.
Nine. Okay, I might have to check that out, though.
Yeah, it absolutely fucks. That movie's so good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And
we're on number one, right?
It's time for your number one.
Let's do the number one!
My number one is Akira.
Really? You're going
Akira,
with Akira?
Akira's
your number one?
Yeah, I love that movie. I love the animation. I love the complicated relationship between Kaneda
Tetsuo.
I love
mine's way different.
Kaneda Tetsuo. I love their bond and the dissolution of that bond through jealousy and power hungriness.
Yucky, super bloated giant brain baby.
Yes, I love the body horror.
Neo Tokyo.
Can we
make
that
Tokyo
the name of
blowing
this episode?
Up. The
sure.
The fucking.
I don't know what the fucking you said.
The
but it
often
sounded good.
The often imitated motorcycle slide.
Yep.
Which made its way into Batman the Animated Series actually almost frame for frame. They did Robin doing the exact same move. It's the exact same shot, exact same way he does it.
And I also like that Akira is absolutely unfilmable as a live actor.
Oh,
they just can't. No
you're
one can
never
just,
gonna be able to do it.
No one can just get it done. And it's like, you know what? How could you?
They're not even gonna try. I mean, they are trying.
They're trying. They've been trying since the 90s.
They've been trying since the 90s. It's never gonna happen.
No.
Just stop it.
Stop it.
Leave my cyberpunk dystopian fucking.
God, I wanna watch Akira again so bad. Do you have it?
I don't have it.
Ugh,
I wish
have to
I had
get
it.
It.
Yes.
Movie night.
Yes.
I have to make TJ watch it and watch his brain blow up. In real time, a man slips
all
in the
slice. As far as anime goes, all I know is Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, One Piece, and Attack on Titan. That's all I fucking know.
He's a good one.
Made in Abyss.
Oh, yeah. But
come on.
That's a manga series that they did one movie
true.
For.
Fair.
So I wouldn't say it's a series.
Fair
but they're working on a second one. It's only Japanese right now.
Good.
And I can't get it unless I pay like $200 plus shipping.
Too much.
So I have to wait.
That's too much.
But my number one is, I mean, if you know me, this
we
isn't
do.
Too much of a surprise, but it's
don't.
Definitely the weirdest one of everybody. The Peanuts movie.
Yeah,
that's the Peanuts movie from 2015.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the newer one.
It's so much like old Peanuts, like cartoons and stuff. Like, they don't modernize anything in the show.
It's perfect.
They still, like, talk on, like, an old school phone. Play outside. Then nothing's modernized. They don't have cell phones. They don't show the parents, really. They same old classic Peanuts. But then they have new storyline where Charlie Brown falls in love with the little redheaded girl that moves in.
Yes.
And they all have to do a book report, and he gets paired up with the little redheaded girl.
Love it.
Yeah, it's such a good feel-good movie, but there's enough, like, they have War and Peace that they have to do a thing for.
Yeah.
And he gets it mixed up when it's called, like, Leonard's Toy Store or something, and he thinks it is. And it's like, no, that's just the name of the author. It's called Leonard Tolstoy.
Oh, okay.
So and he's like, oh, no. And he wastes all his time. And it's like crisis and then comedy and romance and all this other stuff. But just like the innocence of the Peanuts.
Do they still do the...
Yep. And Snoopy teaches Charlie Brown how to dance.
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
It's really, really good. And they even managed to get me to really enjoy a Meghan Trainor song.
Wow! Yeah. That right
there
is
I don't remember the name of the song, but like I remember...
That
like,
right there is worth the number one spot.
So I was like, the soundtrack was pretty good. Yeah. The soundtrack was good. Like, how they kind of, like, semi-3D animated was still pretty good.
The trailer's really great.
Perfect family movie, I feel.
Good. Yeah, well, Peanuts has always been very family-friendly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, for me... It was a toss-up. I have my number one, and then I have something that transcends numbers.
Oh, we can do honorable mentions, because I got two that I want to throw out there.
My number one animated movie all time, Coraline.
Oh,
Coraline fucks.
I've seen it once before.
Coraline's so good.
But I know it's good.
Holy, that movie scarred me. I was looking at my family weird for months.
It's scary.
It's a scary, it's a scary movie. Love that movie. Everything about that movie fucks, but my one honorable mention, this transcends a list. This is iconic. This is like, holy shit. This goes above a five. What is the number one? No, this is number alpha.
This is the asterisk.
This is the alpha. This is the omega of animated movies. Atlantis.
Yo, that's my honorable mention.
Atlantis
really is.
Transcends time. Milo Thatch, the greatest protagonist in cinema history.
That thing is going to keep me up all night.
I've seen that when I was really young, but I haven't revisited it in like so many years.
The demolitions guys talking about like, my family had a flower shop. Like that whole bit fucking good. You know, this right here, this saw can cut clean through a man's, like, femur bone. And he's just like, are you going to use that on me? And he's just holding the knife. That whole, oh, God. Do you have a name? And then the woman says her full name. Milo Thatch is like, yeah, no, do you have a shortened version of that? I'm like, that whole fucking movie is so good.
Okay, so that was both of y'all's extra.
Yeah, that was
it transcends
extra.
A list.
My honorable mention is Onward.
Oh, Onward?
Onward fucks.
Onward is such a good movie, though every time I watch it, I cry like a baby.
Yeah, you do.
But, the storytelling of it, like, the multiple layers to, like, the story of it, like, the comedy aspect, the animation, literally everything about it's cool. And it's also, like, it's like life as Dungeons & Dragons characters, kind
of. Sort of, yeah, that's kind of how it felt.
And then it's, like, even how, like, the story, though it hits me hard every time. It's, like, really well done, relatable, and it's not just, like, tears for the sake of tears, because they build it up, they give them a deep enough backstory.
Right.
That, like, you get the sympathy out there, you kind of understand everything, and you're like, you know what, he didn't get to meet his dad, but, like...
Right.
This is great.
This is what you got. This
and
is,
I'm,
like,
I'm
the journey.
Like, shit, very few animated movies can have such, like, a hard-hitting, like, thing in there, like... Pixar will do stuff that's just like, okay, well, we're going to cause you an existential crisis.
Right.
But, like, this is, like, it made its own story and told its old story without just being like, this is what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
This is a story for you. They made its own thing. I fucking love that. I couldn't put that past Ponyo. Definitely not putting that past Spider-Verse.
No.
But, like, maybe in a couple years or something, I'll revisit it you again, and I'll pick more things up out of it, and I'll be like, fuck this. This is
yeah, you have to, like, let it gestate.
Yeah, exactly. It's newer. Like, it came out last year.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of in the same boat as Luca was with me.
Sure.
In the practice space, we used to call it Gallimere the movie.
That's fair. That's fun.
But yeah. Top five for all of us. I think that was very diverse.
Atlantis. Because
up until the honorable mentions, I don't think anybody had a similar movie on their list.
No.
Which I would have felt crappy. I'd be like, oh, we're just gonna cut out a bunch of time. Oh, Devin, you said Atlantis. My number one is Atlantis. No. What? And then it's like,
no.
Nope. Okay. So yeah.
We did it. Shan't be happening. I'm glad that it was all diverse enough. I knew.
Exactly.
I could have guessed some of yours. Like, I knew Onward was going to be somewhere on there.
Yeah. For
you. I fucking knew it. Just how your visceral reaction to it the first time you watched it.
I've watched it like 10 times since
then. Hey, sometimes you need that release.
Tanya comes home, she goes, why are your eyes red? I was like, I watched Onward.
I wanted to put Soul on mine, but I haven't
seen
the rest of it.
Soul is so good.
Soul was pretty good.
We watched it one night, and then I fell asleep, like, midway through it.
Wow, that's fucked up.
What I saw was really good. I loved it, but I was really tired.
That's racist.
Yeah, so many of my friends look at me, and they think, oh, you're really into horror movies, and you're really into action movies, and I'm like, nah, dude, I'm into, like, animated family movies.
Bro, I'm about to go watch
I like being entertained and, like, not stressing about anything. I don't want to, like, get anything.
I'm gonna go watch the Muppets movie.
Nah,
bro.
You got it backwards.
I'm watching Muppets for the 13th time this week, bro.
I'm the one that's really into horror movies.
Yeah,
which is weird, but you're, like, the softest one.
I know.
Oh, they clutch their chest. They touch their chest.
Is there anything anybody wants to bring up before we do plugs and end this?
I don't know. I got nothing.
Check out the Soup Kid YouTube. Just look at Soup Kid.
Somebody give me a kiss.
On YouTube.
That's all I want. Oh, whoa. Oh, yeah, bro.
I got real close.
Yeah, bro. Let me taste what you had for breakfast at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, I had breakfast at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Look up Soup Kid on YouTube.
I'm never going to let you live that down. Sorry, yeah. Thruther.
And though it's still part of the Just Plain Filthy banner, check out the Rapid Cycle on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Every other Friday, we do Bands That Slap Twitch stream, and before the Twitch stream, while we are rolling, we do a pre-show, which is the Bands That Slap podcast. We talk different topics in music, and we give them like 45, 50 minutes before we transition to the rating system. So every other Friday that's not Just Plain Filthy podcast is the Bands That Slap podcast. But you can also check us out on justplainfilthy.com. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at JPF Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/justplainfilthy, and on TikTok. We've been recently blowing up. We're almost at 700. We're 2 likes away from 700. Follow us on TikTok at Bands That Slap.
Come on, 2 likes, and bro. Come on. Come on, 2 followers,
with,
bro. Come on,
with that being said, I think it's about time we end this shit and we hit them with Blue Magic by the band DNZL.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Yeah!
be one more dead junkie in the streets. If it ain't me, someone else. Never trust a bitch, especially when you're down.